kind of flow in and out with the tide, you know?
It does that there.
Right out, but that's a what? Does the water come in, salt water come in, fresh water by?
Oh, yeah, the Gulf.
Why do they call
it? Tide comes and go right there in front of my house.
It does?
Well, of course.
You're kidding.
It's not a...
It's not fresh water then, is it?
Yeah, it's fresh water.
I thought it'd be salt water if the tide...
Well, the tide, but it don't have to be... It don't have to be salt all the way. It's not... Let me out and call that. It's not salt and it's not fresh.
Brackish.
You just look at that. You'd be here in the morning and see the storms. And then you look at it in the evening. It's the tide goes according to the wind. And a lot of times the fishermen can tell you that. Kids at shrimps and fishes, they can tell you more about it than me, but they go out every day. We get the news, tide's so high today, and so high. They can read, but it comes and goes here. I noticed by the storms, you know, I don't go out there and measure, but I notice, you know, I can see the fence.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes I can don't see one at all, and after a while I see it all. Next morning I'll see it all. That's the way that goes here, sure. But where that canals come, you say, I don't go right connect. Me, they get in my canal, and they go about 2 miles, I believe, before they hit another canal to go in.
Yes, ma'am.
But now some of them people on that end, they go direct. You know, it's straight canal. They get more tide than I do. And at the other end, the same thing. And the further you go down Grand Chenier, they got big canals open right up to the Gulf.
He looks dead.
He running.
Where are you running?
Around the track.
You went out there?
I'd like to see the gym over there sometime. Maybe I'll go over there tomorrow.
Okay? Yeah, the kids is here at school. It'll be school tomorrow. Take care. You can see the school. You can talk about the kind of school we got. See the girl? You married?
No. That girl from Lake Charles. She goes to school up in Atlanta. Nice girl.
That's good.
She's named...
What's her family name?
Well, her father's named Frank.
I don't know that name, but it's not a Cajun name.
No, he owns the Visa Wheels. He's a, you know, rich guy.
He's not a Kunitz, for sure. He's not around here. But... I got a brother married a girl from Mississippi. Her name was, she got killed, poor thing. Let's see, what was her name again? I forgot. Her name was Virginia.
Yeah. And your daddy had a, did he ever grow a?
No, my dad never grew a beard that I remember, or a mustache, but I had some uncles that did. And a grandfather that did.
When he'd shave, he had a what to sharpen his razor?
Whitrock.
Okay.
He had a regular, he had a special little Whitrock for his, and he had one of these razors that didn't, he didn't have, you know, the blade wasn't detached. How you call them? What you call razors, you call that?
Straight razors?
Straight razors, yeah. He had one of these big.
Sometimes they'd sharpen them on leather.
Yeah, he had a leather strap. Yeah, Pop had that too. But that was just to keep it in shape. But when he wanted a good cut, he had a special little wet rock. If I remember right, the rock was white. Mm-hmm. And he put a certain kind of oil. I don't remember what kind of oil he put, but he put a drop or two of oil on there.
Hey, you'd sharpen...
He sharpened his knife, but not on his wet rock. He had a special wet rock, and that old